This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, welcome, and it's great to be with you for Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. Well-known speaker started off his seminar one day by holding up a $50 note. There were 200 people in this room, and he said, "Who would like this $50 note?" Well, of course, hands started going up. He said, "I'm going to give this $50 to one of you, but first let me do this." So he started to crumple the dollar bill up, and he said, "Who still wants it?" Well, there were people still wanting it. "Well, what if I do this?" He dropped it to the ground. He began to grind the note into the floor with his shoe. He picked it up, crumpled and dirty. "Now, who still wants it?" And there were still hands went up in the air. And then he said this, "Look, my friends, you've all learned today a very valuable lesson. No matter what I did to this money, you still wanted it. It didn't decrease in value. It was still worth $50, regardless of what had happened to it." And then he came to the point of the object lesson. He said, "Many times in our lives we are dropped, crumpled and ground to the dirt by the decisions we make and the circumstances that come our way. We feel as though we're worthless. But no matter what has happened," he said, "or what will happen, you will never lose your value in God's eyes. To him, dirty or clean, crumpled or finely creased, you are still priceless." Now, I think that's an amazing statement. Very simple story, but I like it because it brings hope and encouragement to every person, regardless of who we are or indeed the big mistakes that we may have made in life. Because it says in the scriptures in Psalm 34:19, "The Lord is near to those who are discouraged. He saves those who have lost all hope." Now, I reckon that's a great encouragement, Psalm 34:19. After World War II, the French doctors came up with a name for a terrible disease. It wasn't a physical disease, but a mental and emotional sickness that affected the prisoners of war who'd been in the dreadful camps. And they had a name for this sickness called barbed wire sickness. One of the symptoms was an appalling sense of futility and lack of meaning. What was the point of going on when there was no future? How could they escape? And so no matter what kind of camp activities were organized, nothing could banish from their mind this barbed wire enclosure, being lonely, depressed, isolated, fearful. They lived the people behind barbed wire. They lost hope. They couldn't see anything good that came out of their lives. So they called that the barbed wire sickness. Back in 1980, when the tragic news came out of John Lennon's shooting in December that year, 1980, fans around the world sent to Yoko Ono, his widow, thousands of messages of sympathy. And Lennon's widow said some of the mail worried her because it was written in such despair. Within hours of John Lennon's death, the newspaper reports that two fans committed suicide. His death caused people to lose hope. They couldn't see past their own depression and they lost sight of the big picture. Now, it's true, of course, that everyone, almost everyone, gets depressed sometimes. It's interesting to observe how people become depressed over some things while another person who faces the same set of circumstances is able to cope and rise above that. And so it's interesting to see how being depressed and discouraged distorts our view of reality. Perhaps that's happened to you. At the time you're discouraged and depressed, it might seem that you're the only one who has these problems and burdens, and no one's ever felt the way you do. For example, there are times when you lie awake at night, you're worried and upset about something that might have happened the previous day, or someone's upset you. And everything that moment goes out of focus. You really lose perspective as this problem looms so large that it becomes all-consuming. Of course, it's worse at night. I know it's easy to say this, but when we're in the middle of some discouraging events, we feel miserable, we should remember that we're only looking at a small part of the picture. It's often when we look back, we see the way that we really had a false view of reality. Things are not all that bad. Well, Jesus is there. He's not a fair-weather friend who's by our side sometimes. The Bible says that Jesus has promised to stand with you through the good and through the bad and help you at all times. Heavenly Father, we thank you that today, for the discouraged person, there is hope. We thank you for his presence in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.